At the end of last year, the Selective Service did give notice that they will be turning over their existing registration list for immigration enforcement and other purposes. And once it goes to DOJ, we don't know what those other purposes are, but given the information in the database, it's particularly likely to be weaponized for other purposes against vulnerable trans and immigrant youth.
And finally, if you don't have a draft, how does it end up? It's poor people who go into the military because they need the financial support, and that's who ends up fighting U.S. wars. We have 30 seconds.
I think the important thing is to take the draft off the table, remove it from the arsenal of war planning, which— by forcing the government to confront the question before they make wars of whether enough people will fight them, actually constrains wars before they happen, as opposed to fighting an anti-war movement after they're on.
I want to thank you so much for being with us. Edward Hasbrouck, organizer with the Anti-Draft Coalition, will link to your new piece. Even if Team Trump wanted it, a military draft would be a fiasco. That does it for our show. I'll be speaking tonight at the Independent Film Center, IFC, at West 4th and 6th Avenue. Steal the story, please. The film about Democracy Now! Continues at the IFC in its first week here in New York City. I'll be doing Q&A with the director, Carl Diehl, and tomorrow as well at 1:30. Then headed to the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, New York, for the screening of the film there. Check our website, democracynow.org. Then we head to Los Angeles, the Lemley Theaters, and the Roxy in San Francisco and beyond. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
We're the High and Mighties.
Yeah, and you're listening to CJUM.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Wash my hands. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is your co-host, Kyler. I'm coming at you live from the UMFM 101.5 studio. I'm joined by my ever-voluptuous co-host. Just one second.
Hello, it's me, Tyler. Kyler has me hostage.
Actually, Tyler has an exam in about 5 minutes, so he won't be around for much longer. But we're going to continue. Today, folks, we have a Weiler report for you. And not any old Weiler report, one that's actually relevant to the time slot that comes before us. It is anti-war, because what is war good for? Absolutely nothing. Folks, let's jump into our first song. We have Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. Without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end.
All right, folks, that was Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie. She's recently got into a few controversies, but we don't have to go into that. That Universal Soldier, the first time I heard it, was I was on a date in Gimli, and we sat down on the beach to watch a movie, and they played a Buffy St. Marie movie. And I went, whoa, this is pretty awesome. So now whenever I think of that, I think of that date, and I also think of exam season, because somehow it's weaseled its way into my exam playlist. So, both two poisons, but all better than war. Folks, we have our next track coming up, and it's For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, off the album Buffalo Springfield. Let's take a listen.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
All right, of course. Of course, that was For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. And that song came out in 1966, relevant around 1967. It was a Vietnam War protest song because I don't think they really liked Vietnam that much, and I think it's relevant to see why. That, of course, came out by a Canadian band, funny enough, but we move forwards. It was a folk rock and psychedelic rock little song. And For What It's Worth, see what I did there? It's a great track. We have Zombies by the Cranberries coming up next off the album Gold, which I recently learned was a war protest song. It begs the question, how often do you actually listen to the lyrics? Let's get into it.
We'll be right back.
All right, I'm back. And of course, you're listening to UMFM 101.5. This is your weekly Weilers. This is Kyler, also known as K, or the Big K-Man. And we are talking about anti-war songs today. And I think, controversial take, war's bad. I think everything to do with war is political. Everything against war, maybe not so. But that's for you to decide. I will say one thing, though. When you think of war, you think of permanent damage. You know, childhoods are wiped out. People don't get to see their loved ones anymore. Culture, societies, history, it can all be taken just like that. Gone. And for what reason? I beg you to think about that. For what reason? So, folks, this is one of my cases, and I'm speaking directly to you, Professor, but why I think war is one of the dumbest ideas in humanity. It's a complete failure of humanity, and it's a complete failure to the future of this world. But enough with the sappy, hard stuff. Let's jump into Us and Them by Pink Floyd off the ever-famous album Dark Side of the Moon.
Who knows which is which, and who is who?
right. Welcome back, folks. That was, of course, Us and Them. I know, a pretty long song, about 7 minutes, 53 seconds. It was by Pink Floyd, off The Dark Side of the Moon. If you haven't listened to that album, give it a listen. All right, I got another thing for you here. Before we jump into the song, I wrote down some notes. I think it's the really, really stupid thing about war. And I'm not going to go all philosophical on you, because I understand nobody wants to hear someone on a soapbox. So let me get down. Let me talk to you. Inequality, issues in that way, are terrible. And they deserve retribution. They deserve to be addressed. But to give you a sense of scale, inequality is an issue which is enforced by both the people and by rules and regulations. So there's an aspect of, if you convince people to stop, we can really fight it. We can really stop it. We can really work towards stopping it. War, on the other hand, that's a decision that's made entirely by people who do not see you. It's made by people who may never see you. It's made by, as they said in the song, them, not us. So I think it paints the obvious picture here. Someone is choosing how all people's futures turn out, not just some. It's not a flaw. It's not a failure. It's an absolute humanitarian failure, which is terrible. But we always have the power to fight back. And that's what this next song actually is. This is Baltimore by Prince, off Hit and Run Phase 2. Let's take a listen.
You could say it was a good day, at least a little better than the day in Baltimore. Does anybody hear us pray for Michael Brown or Freddie Gray? Peace is more than the absence of war. Oh,
bloody day.
No,
we're tired of the crying, the people dying. Let's take all the guns away.
Peace. If there ain't no justice, then there ain't no peace.
All timber.
If there ain't no justice, then there ain't no peace.
Programming to bring you up to date on a developing situation in Los Angeles.
All right, folks, we're back. We're back. And of course, I'm still talking to my professor here because he said, Kyler, I need you to tell me what is the dumbest thing in history. And we only have an hour, or now we only have 27 minutes. So let me get to more of this. I think war is, if not the biggest, could be one. The biggest short-term issues that cause long-term problems just in history. And it's crazy because we know this. War destroys all. It does not limit because it removes even the option to limit. If people aren't there, you can't limit people. Think about your mother. Think about your father. Think about any siblings you have. Now, imagine they weren't there anymore. Imagine they were taken away from you. Not to their own choosing, not because they were standing up for something, but because somebody who will never, ever see them, somebody who will never, ever fight for them, decided that they just needed numbers. It's not a good feeling. Now is it? But we move on. I think alongside, of course, removing the opportunities, it's expensive, it's irreversible, and it's scarring. You're taking away people's childhoods here. That's not pretty cool. If I didn't get my Nintendo DS when I was a kid, bro, I don't even know, man. I'd be a completely different person. Now, replace the Nintendo DS with people being shot in war? Man, that would suck. In all sense of the word, but we move forwards. We got another Prince song coming up for you. It's Planet Earth off the album Planet Earth. And just a quick little Prince fact. Next Tuesday is 10 years from when Prince died. And so that Monday, we'll be running a show dedicated to Prince for your liking and hosted by yours truly. So let's jump into this next track, Planet Earth.
imagine you could rid the earth of anyone you choose. Which ones would you need the most, and which ones would you lose? Do we want to judge another, lest we be judged too? Careful now, the next one.
Right, we're back, folks. That was, of course, Planet Earth by Prince off the album Planet Earth, one of his 40 albums he released in his lifetime. I love Prince. I really do. He's one of my favorites. So I could go on. But when listening to that song, it really made me think of this quote. And it was, "You cannot fix things when all the people are dead." You cannot fix things when all the people are dead. And I think it sets that precedence that, you know, if you're fighting, that's how we deal with problems. That's how we know. That's what we know. That's what we teach. That's how we deal with problems. And what does that do? What good does that set for the future? I think it also interrupts generations. Think about all the innovative people we lost over every single war. Think about the potential there that just gone. Most problems here are survival based. Like, I want to improve my situation. This is infecting my situation. What makes war so devastating, so stupid, is that it's not survival based. It's existence based. War removes existence. There's not even a system to fix if you destroy the system. It's not us. It's everybody. I mean, that's dumb. But, well, I'm not going to say that, but we're moving forwards. You could probably think of the joke here. We have American Woman coming up next from the Guess Who. Let's take a listen.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, she gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Come on now.
course, that was American Woman by the Winnipeg band, and coming here soon, the Guess Who. And guess who we have coming up next? We have Marvin Gaye for What's Going On. But before we jump into that, I wanted to quickly say a few lines here. Again, we've all know war is bad, and I know you're probably sick of me talking about it. But I will say one thing. If you could take anything away from this, let's highlight this point. Most issues decide who are disadvantaged, who struggles. War decides who survives. You cannot struggle if you don't survive. You can address most policies and address most issues through policies, excuse me, and strategies. You can sort of fix them in that way. But you can't fix a life that was lost. You can't bring them back. That's a one-time thing. It's not a progress. It's not to bring people up. It's a one-time thing. If someone's gone, they're gone. There's no struggle in that. This is a survival thing. And I don't think it's justified in saying taking away people's opportunity to be alive. I don't think that's that stupid to call the dumbest thing ever. But that's a bigger problem. And we all know that. So let's jump into our last track of the evening, potentially, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big doing? Party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on.
Folks, we may be ending, or we may not be. That was, of course, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And I'm tired. I've been studying for exams. I've been sick. I've been up and down. I've been too weak to walk. I've been strong enough to talk. But I'm still here. And I'm still here for you guys, because the Weekly Wilers are strong and we care to give you the content you deserve, or at least try to. Now, I wanted to end this with the song that we started with. Not War Pigs, but Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie, because I think it's the perfect example of everything we talked about today. So thank you for spending your time with us. Tyler's not actually here. He evaporated and went to do his exam. But it's just me. And this was just a rambling of the thoughts I had inside my brain. We'll have a better scheduled program next week. But for now, let's take a listen to this last song, and I bid you adieu. Thanks for being awesome, and keep on rocking in that free world. Bye, folks.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Give me your eyes.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. 4 days of music and community, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, featuring incredible artists from around the world, unforgettable performances, and the magic of live music in the great outdoors.
Tomorrow we'll climb up to Wycliffe.
Adult 4-day passes are available now, with options for youth and seniors, and kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Tickets are moving fast and there are no gate sales. Get yours today at winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
Late rainy night, cold water.
Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world, right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Spin me around.
May 30th at the Park Theater.
Seventh String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless
and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up, have a great night, buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
From the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, you're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, your hit-free radio station.
Hello and welcome to NLA. I'm your host, Pierre, and let's get started with our first song of the hour, and that will be The Red Apple by Hemlock Springs.
First glance, devilry will abide. So fierce a reverie soothe the eyes. I tremble, knowing who to confide. I call on El Shaddai. I hear him softly speak through my mind. Redeem your righty of you.
Sure.